Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Jenny, we're going to call you Jenny. What's going on? I got to pick up your phone first. Hey, Jenny.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
We've been trying to get to your call for a week and a half. I'm sorry it's taken us so long.
It's all right.
All right, so what's going on now with this boyfriend that you got?
We kind of had a conversation about it yesterday. And, he said he loves me and all. He tells me that, he doesn't want to lose me. But if I continue just smoking, then he doesn't want to have a future with me.
Mm-hmm. All right, how long have you been smoking?
I kind of started when I was young, when I was around 13, so, and I'm like about to be 20 this year, so.
All right, so you've been smoking for 7 years, you've been going out with this guy for how long?
4.5 years.
Four and a half years, and when did he tell you that he wants you to stop smoking?
It's been like this for a couple of years, but this year it's to the point where he can't take it anymore.
Okay.
So he's saying you smoke too much. He doesn't like to be around the smoke when he's around you. That he's got that smell on his clothes. It's a disgusting, disgusting habit. And if you don't stop smoking, he is gone, right?
Yeah. It's just the fact that because the culture that we come from, he doesn't want his family to know that I smoke. And
okay.
I tell him what I do outside the house. I do not bring it home. So I don't see what's the problem. And, I mean, I don't drink or anything else. All I do is smoke. So, I mean, if I want to quit, he should let me quit on my own and not just, try to tell me I need to do it now and give me an ultimatum saying that if I don't quit, he's going to leave me.
What culture are we talking about?
Because we're from an Asian culture, so it's okay. Kind of a whole respect thing for elderly people. So.
Okay.
I think Jen Habby would probably say this, or can say it, or attest.
Better than that?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I don't know how Jen's going to, I don't know what she knows how to, what to say.
All right, Jen, try to top this. What I was going to say is there's probably no worse time to quit smoking than when somebody else is telling you to quit smoking, because then you're like, then.
Go the more quit. I want to smoke.
Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, good luck saying it better than that, Jen.
Well, isn't there a different angle to this whole story? We haven't heard from her yet.
We haven't even gotten to that yet. And Jenny?
Yes?
So we're all assuming here that your boyfriend is healthy, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, right?
Well, he smokes too, so.
Okay. Now, is he trying to quit?
This is the thing about difference between me and him. It's hard for me to quit, and for him, he can go days without a cigarette. But he needs to understand that not all people are the same when it comes to wanting to quit. You know what I mean? Because cigarettes is very hard.
But he hasn't quit smoking.
Yeah, though. Skipping a couple of days isn't quitting.
He hasn't quit like totally no cigarette. I mean, he's like once in a while he has a cigarette, but that's the same thing as smoking. It's not quitting.
Right.
Yeah. So he doesn't smoke as much as you do, but that's not his problem. He wants you to stop entirely while he continues to smoke as much as he wants.
I guess you can say that.
Okay. So if you stop smoking, will he stop smoking with you?
He tells me that he can stop smoking now. If he quit smoking and I still continue to smoke, then that's it. He tells me if he can quit, that I need to quit.
Now let me ask you about a cultural question then. In your culture, is it okay for a man to dictate what goes on in the relationship?
Well, not everything.
Like, what can he dictate and what can't he in your culture?
Well, because he knows that I've been here all my life, And so the way things are over here in the United States is different from where he's from,
In what way, like?
Well, because women there, men look down on women who smoke, so women who smoke are considered bad people.
Okay.
And here, I'm not the only female that smokes, So, it's not a bad thing.
But he's, in his eyes, based on how he was raised, he sees you in a different light because you are from an Asian culture.
Yes.
Okay, let's take the calls. 404-741-1005. Good morning, David. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, she needs to quit when he quits.
Have you ever said that to him? I'll quit when you quit.
I tell him that, but...
What's he say?
I mean, he tells me that, oh, he'll go get nicotine patch or something, and we'll do it together. I'm like, okay, when you get it, then I'll do it. But I haven't seen him got it yet. So, I mean, I don't see what's the point of why I have to quit when he tells me to. When if I want to quit, it's just I have to do it on my own pace. I don't smoke as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell him that, you know, he needs to respect that I don't smoke as much as I used to now, you know, and that's the good thing. So he should support me instead of telling me, oh, you need to quit, you need to quit.
Good morning, Michelle. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Girl, don't let that man control you. I've been married forever, and my husband controls everything I do. It's not okay for me to do anything, but he can drink his beer and have his friends and do his thing. Don't you let any man control you.
Yeah, Jenny,
that's
is this
weird
just-
advice coming from the woman who... If you can't. Feels controlled, but she's giving advice right. to not let the man control him.
Well, that she's speaking from experience.
She's still there? You're still there, right?
I'm still here. My man controls everything I do, and it's not fair to me, and it's not fair to this young girl. I'm older, and I grew up with a mom that wouldn't let a man do anything and to control her, and then I turn out to be controlled. And take a fool's advice, girlfriend. Do not ever let a man control you.
If you can't, do teach.
There you go. That's a theme today.
It's a theme today.
Yeah.
But I agree with Jenny. It's a little ironic that she's giving such hard advice, but she can't do it herself.
Hey, Jenny, is this just a symptom of what's to come in your relationship? I mean, if he's trying to control your smoking, when you looked at the future with this guy, have you thought, well, maybe he's going to start to try to control me in other areas also?
Well, he knows that I don't listen to, I mean, because me, I'm a very independent person, and I don't like people to tell me what to do, but... I know that smoking is bad for me because I have a very weak immune system, so I'd be sick throughout the year. So when I get better, I'd be sick again. And he's the type of person that he gets very mad when something happens to me. I mean, instead of being sympathetic, it's like, oh, you know, are you okay? This and that, he gets mad because of the fact that I'm sick.
Well, I can understand that. Yeah, I can understand that a lot.
I got to be honest with you. I can understand his position, too, because the more he coddles you, I mean, you're not taking responsibility for your own health, so I can see the frustration.
This may be a cultural thing here that we don't quite understand. Good morning, Lisa. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Yes, hi. Well, where I come from, I'm an Asian, too. Mm-hmm. When women smoke in public, they consider you as like a cheap person, like a maybe not a so-called prostitute, mm-hmm. but really cheap and low-class people.
Okay.
And maybe that's why he's trying to say that. But I think what's going on here is I think... He's trying to, since they've been together for 4 years, I think he's just trying to tell who wears the pants in this relationship. So if I tell you to quit, you quit. Well, where you know, that's what's going on, seems like. But far as the culture experience, I've been here all my life, too. Mm-hmm. And my husband, you know, has been here almost, 4 years in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a typical male thing in Asia where we tell you to do something, you gotta do it.
Honey, that's not just in Asia. I just think it's funny how it's an Asian culture. No, you just heard from the last caller. That could be also American culture.
Yeah, but he's gotta understand that she's been living here all her life and she doesn't have to take orders from men.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this.
But health-wise, yeah, it is better for you to quit if you stop smoking. It's actually better for when you have a cold or anything like that. As you get better faster than a non-smoker. But the thing is, if he quits, then yeah, maybe she should quit too. But if he's not quitting, maybe she shouldn't.
Go ahead, Jen.
There's two different issues here. First of all, the advice is good for you to stop smoking, and you can do it. And email me, and I'll send you all kinds of different ways to do it.
You got to put that picture back up on the website of that dude.
Don't rebel against him by not stopping smoking. Does that make sense? Because you're going to want to rebel against him because he's trying to control you. And I do think that's an issue, and you need to take a look at that relationship. Like Bert said, this may be a symptom of something else that comes up later, but don't rebel against him by continuing to smoke. Does that make sense? It's going to be better for you to stop smoking and maybe go for it with him, but also take a look at your relationship and analyze, is he talking about smoking or is he just controlling you? And also, Jenny, I'm curious because he's not on the phone. Is he doing this to you because of he knows your health? Or is he doing this to you because of a control issue? Because, or are you just interpreting him being bossy and trying to tell you what to do? Because he's constantly, over the past 4 years, watching you be sick all year long, knowing you're doing it to yourself, and he's just frustrated by this point and just being emphatic about, you know what, you've got to quit.
Because, I mean, the only issue that we have is the smoking issue. I mean, I can understand about him caring about me, about my health. And he tells me that, oh, what if I get pregnant or something? Am I going to stop? Oh, am I going to not smoke for 9 months? And I tell him, that's a different issue. I mean, I may not really give a care about my health right now, but when it comes to a child's health, of course, I'm going to have to not smoke for the nine months.
It just sounds like you're talking about two different things. When you first came on, you said that he has been telling you that he doesn't want you to smoke because there are cultural stereotypes within your culture that say that you're kind of low class if you're smoking.
Right.
And now you're saying it's a health thing. So which is it?
He tells me that he doesn't want me smoking because of the health, and he tells me that it's okay for men to smoke, but it's not okay for women to smoke.
Okay.
Well, see, I think if we take, because of the way it's getting complicated, because, you know, what Bert just said with the health and all that, if you take that out of it, just what if it was something else? Like, what if she wasn't allowed to wear high heels? Because that makes her look too sexy or whatever. You know, whatever the reason is, we'll eliminate the health from it.
Okay.
Then it just becomes a controlling issue. And
right.
I think we would all be telling her, look, you don't need to be a person, regardless of your culture, you know, being respectful of your culture. You shouldn't be in a relationship where you're controlled to that level if it makes you uncomfortable. And this clearly makes her uncomfortable. I think the reason she's torn is because it's a smoking, the health attachment to it, she's like, well, you know what? He is looking out for my best interest, but the reality of it is
it
comes out to be just a controlling issue.
Okay.
Tony, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell Jenny, I'm Asian, and my husband tried to do the same thing to me. He told me to quit smoking because, you know, Asian females shouldn't smoke because of this and that. Girl, this is America. If you want to do it, you have to do it for yourself. You can't let a man tell you what to do. A lot of times they tell you it's your health reason, but the main thing is, with what I have with my husband is, he's like, well, it's just, you know, when we're hanging around, you know, you shouldn't smoke because it's disrespectful. And I understand where he's coming from, but I have the same issue. You should do it when you're ready to do it for whatever reason, but not because someone told you. You shouldn't do it because of cultural reason.
And either way, he's showing you that he wants to stay true to his culture. And I don't know what that says to you about men in your culture, but he's showing you that this is the way I want to live my life. I want to embrace that culture. And if you can't do that, then maybe that's not a guy that you can be with. Does that make it any sense?
And Jenny, you said you've been in the United States your whole life, right?
Yes. I mean, my family comes from the same culture. We're both the same race and everything like that. But, you know, my family, I mean, because my family, we've been over here for a long time. I mean, and my family, we have problems when we were younger. So, I mean, it's not that I don't show respect to my family, but it's just I smoke in front of my mother and this and that. And I mean, even though she doesn't like it, but, you know, what can she do, you know? But the thing is different when it comes to his family. He comes from a good family, and, I mean, I have respect for elderly people, you know, but it's just, you know, I don't do it around his family, so he should respect that. I don't do that, you know?
Yeah, I think Bert's right. I think you're seeing a sign. I think you're seeing a vision of the... I mean, your relationship is not going to change after this issue is done. Like, he's showing you his personality, and you have to make the decision whether you want to stay with it.
We show you guys all the time what we're really about. All the time we show women. And I think vice versa also. I just think that we choose not to look at it, you know? I mean, he's giving you a great example of what your future may look like here.
And he'd have a ton more credibility if he didn't smoke. I mean, if it was just the smoking,
right.
You know what I'm saying? If he didn't smoke and it was just about the smoking issue and he gave her a list of reasons why not to smoke and one of those on there that it was bad in their culture, I'd give him all the credit here and I'd tell her she needs to listen to him. But because he smokes, he loses all credibility and it becomes a control issue.
Hey, Jenny, we and the Bert Show listeners, we're not professionals here. We could just talk to you like, you know, we're your best friend.
Yeah.
So take away with, you know, from this conversation what you want.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
The Bert Show.